For this seminar, we are concentrating on the Messiah, the spirit of the Messiah. In the morning already, you had a taste of the attunement to the Messiah. So now I will take you a little deeper into this attunement to the Messiah. What is the Messiah? Who is the Messiah? According to Murshid, the Messiah symbolizes the power of love. The Messiah generally means the healer, the one who removes suffering and drives away afflictions. But healing and removal of suffering cannot be achieved without the element of love. When we speak of love, we do not intend the limited sense that has come to be attached to the word, but rather the universal, cosmic, unconditional aspect of love. The kind of love that takes you out of yourself and allows you to melt into the wholeness of being. It brings such softness, such tenderness to your soul that the soul dissolves into the all soul, the greater soul. And this dissolution enables the Messiah to hold that degree of sympathy and empathy, which makes the presence of the Messiah healing in itself. This dissolution of the soul, the being, allows one to become sympathetic and have the empathy to be able to really give to all of life, all of existence. Sympathy is key here. As long as we don't feel sympathy, we don't have empathy, we cannot really be a healing presence. And with the expansion of the soul, we have this ever-expanding sense of sympathy for all of life, for all of creation. Pain no longer remains personal. We enter into the cosmic experience of pain. And the cosmic experience of pain is no longer a suffering. It is rather a giving, a blissful giving of the self. Here I'm reminded of a beautiful Zen story. Once a seeker came to a Zen master and asked how he could be rid of his suffering. So the master said, bring a glass of water and put a lot of salt in it. And he said, now drink this water. The seeker was unable to drink it because it was very bitter. Then the Zen master said, now follow me. And he walked to the edge of a stream. He said, take the same amount of salt that you put in the glass now and put it in the flowing stream. And he said, now take the water from the stream and drink it. When the man took the water from the stream and drank this time, he could drink it very easily because it didn't taste bitter anymore. So this is how we can be rid of suffering. And this is how the Messiah also works with the pain of the world, the pain of humanity, because the being of the Messiah has become great enough, like that ever-flowing stream, that when he takes the suffering of others, it just resolves and dissolves in that greatness of spirit. And this is the sign of the true Messiah. The true Messiah heals not just by his glance or his touch, but by his sheer presence. And Murshid says that every aspiring healer has to awaken the spark of the fire of the heart of the Messiah. How can we awaken this spark in our hearts? The most natural analogy Murshid gives us is that of the mother and the child. The mother is the first Messiah for us because her love is unconditional. She is forever concerned for our pain, for our comfort. Any little hurt that we get first hurts the mother. This loving concern, this sympathy, this tenderness of the mother becomes the spark of the Messiah in her being. So her presence, her touch, her word, her glance heals the child. And this healing is more potent than any medicine or any other remedy. You may have seen and experienced yourself that when a child falls and gets hurt, he runs to the mother crying. And no matter how bad the wound or the brace, the moment the mother places her hand lovingly over it and says, there is nothing serious, it's all good, the child feels healed. So the healer, like the Messiah, should have this confidence in spirit, in the divine power of healing. And instead of holding the concentration on the wound or the suffering or the disease, the Messiah's concentration is upon the divine power of healing. In fact, there is no longer any distance between the divine healer and the Messiah, because the Messiah does not exist as a separate individual anymore. As I already touched upon the element of dissolution, the Messiah's being, due to its immersion in divine consciousness, has become one with it. Because of the immersion of the Messiah's being in divine consciousness, the Messiah has become one with divine consciousness. And here I have another story to share from, as Murshid reports it. It is about the great mystic Shams Tabriz. Shams Tabriz was also known for his healing messianic powers. So once a king lost his young prince, he died due to some illness, and the king was very distraught at this loss. Someone told him about Shams Tabriz and his miraculous powers to bring the dead to life. So Shams was summoned to the palace, and the king informed him of the tragedy that had struck, and he requested Shams to bring the boy back to life. So standing near the body of the prince, Shams went into a deep state of concentration and said in Arabic, "Kum bi ismillah," which means rise in the name of Allah. But nothing happened and the dead body didn't stir. After a little while, Shams declared again in Arabic, "Kum bi ismi ana," meaning rise in my name. And now the dead prince came to life. Everyone was very amazed, especially the orthodoxy, the clerics. They objected and they said, how can it be that he commands in the name of Allah, nothing happens, and he commands in his own name and the dead boy comes to life? So in their fury, they judged and decided that Shams Tabriz should be skinned, his skin should be taken off. They punished him because what they did not understand was that Shams was in a state of unitive divine consciousness. And when he said, rise in my name, he was not conscious of himself, but he was immersed in the consciousness of the divine self. And so the impact was powerful and the result instant. Earlier, when he had said, rise in the name of God, he had still a distance between himself and the divine. So the command to the spirit was not that effective. Whenever the Messiah has healed, he has healed in this way, through kindness, through unconditional love and giving, through service, through forgetting of the limited self, through immersion in the real self, through focused concentration upon the divine power of healing, through perfect confidence in the power of the divine spirit to heal, through the knowledge and the understanding that we are not the body, not even the mind, but we are spirit. And when spirit works on spirit, it is able to drive away all defects and diseases. The Messiah, as the healer, goes into a very deep form of concentration. And in the deepest depths of this concentration, the mind touches the divine. When the mind touches the divine, then the divine saturates our consciousness. So Murshid says it would not be an exaggeration to say that even God creates through him who concentrates. A devotee's concentration has never been in vain, says Murshid. Now let us take these last few minutes to practice this concentration on the Messiah. It is so these 4 days together, we can hold the spirit of the Messiah in us. We call the spirit of the Messiah to be with us and in us, first of all, to heal us, because it is fundamental to heal our own woundedness before we can heal others. This attunement to the Messiah is dual purposed. It is for self-healing and also for healing others, healing the world around us. So close your eyes and gently turn within. Simply become aware of your breath. Without feeling to control it consciously, just allow it to flow naturally. And make it the means to reach the heart of the Messiah. For each one of us, there can be a different exemplar whom we hold in our consciousness as the Messiah. For some, it might be Jesus Christ. For others, it might be Murshid. Or it might be Raphael, the Archangel of Healing. Or perhaps Saint Francis of Assisi, or other saints and holy figures who devoted their lives to healing. Whoever your personal archetype of the Messiah is, bring him, her to mind. Through your mind's eye, try to see this being as clearly as possible. In fact, use your breath to paint the picture of this being before your mind's eye. As you paint the picture of this being with your breath, you also blow life into it. His breath is Hai and Mohi, life-giving. See the beauty of this being. Sense the luminosity, the brilliance. Feel as though you are in the presence of the most exquisitely beautiful and healing being. The presence of this being itself is healing. It is liberating. It frees you of all sense of hardship or suffering. This being has such a cosmic aura, that it engulfs you, it embraces you. And it makes you feel that no hardship or no suffering is greater than this messianic spirit. The messianic spirit emanating from this being flows towards you. It spirals and swirls to finally create a circle of protective light around you. It's as though it has encapsulated you in an egg-like oval shape of luminous light. And within this egg-shaped energetic presence, you rest peacefully, receiving all the healing that is coming to you from the glorious heart of the Messiah. With every in-breath, you take in this light. And with every out-breath, you give all your pains, your difficulties, your sufferings to the messianic heart. It's like the pouring of the salt in the ever-flowing stream. So the bitter salt of our pains and our sufferings, we offer to this infinite heart of the Messiah. And in return, the messianic heart offers us perfect healing. Let this great surge of healing power coming from the messianic heart fill you up. See it as a great tidal rising. Let the healing spirit fall on you like the grace of rain. All you can sense now and be aware of is this beautifully serene, luminous, white, brilliant light. Free from every imperfection. Clear of any defect. In this light, in this perfect light, all diseases are healed. All pain is cured. We are restored to the pristine nature of our beings. The Christic messianic light has entered us. It has sealed our auric field. We've received a spiritual vaccine against suffering. Bring your awareness to your heart center, to the qalb in the left breast. And now sense this light becoming concentrated in the qalb. See your heart now as a brilliant flame of light. I say flame, but it is not fire, it is light. See it burning intensely, fiercely. It is both enlivening for yourself and giving life around you. Hold it as an ever-burning holy flame in your heart. Like the Mazdeans and the Zoroastrians who worship the fire, and in their temples they keep the flame burning always. So the healer Messiah is the Zoroastrian of his being, because he keeps this holy flame burning always in the heart. Remembering always that it is the flame of love, of holiness, of purity, divine concentration, of faith and certainty in the healing power of spirit, the perfection of spirit. So with folded hands, just bow before this holy flame in your heart, and then gradually exit the meditation. I would like to close using this phrase from Murshid's Nature Meditations. It says, heal my soul through the inspiring glance of thy Messiah. So let us say it together three times. Heal my soul through the inspiring glance of thy Messiah. Heal my soul through the inspiring glance of thy Messiah. Heal my soul through the inspiring glance of thy Messiah.